Oh, I forgot to record.
Yeah.
By the way, level 13 folks, I do apologize for the sound quality in last week's show.
Level 13.
As you heard in the show, I had forgotten to hit the
magic button.
The big recorder, the multi-track recorder that is on the mixer that gives us all the really good sound. I use a Zoom digital recorder to do all the pre and post show recordings. And it just, I press it and it just runs. So, cause it can record hundreds of hours. So I just let it run, but I am recording it in MP3. So it's compressed. So it's not the high quality that I get off the mixer. So no one sent me a message saying that, oh my God, it sounds like shit.
I don't know how aren't there like six people that listen to this show?
Which show? The level 13 show or the actual show?
The actual show. I think that we got seven listeners.
No, we have more than seven listeners. You never mentioned that I put a teaser. I pointed people to our show from my last YouTube video.
Oh, I didn't say anything about that, but I thank you for that, because mm-hmm. it's very important for me to understand that mm-hmm. your massive subscription audience on the WD-40.
We have 800. We have 880 or so.
And you got that relatively quickly.
A little over a year. Mm-hmm. So let's see. I'm going to go look at our channel right now. We have 879. Oh, we've lost one. We have 879.
Uh-oh.
That's all right.
Somebody got pissed off.
No, you know, it goes up and down by one or two every so often. It's people delete their YouTube accounts, or they go through and they clean them up and are like, oh, I don't watch this anymore. Or why am I getting notifications for this? I don't care about Disney anymore. You know, things like that.
It happened.
It does. I'm not worried about it. Literally, the only thing that I'm waiting for is for us to get to 1,000 so that we can do our live stream. Like right now, we can't live stream using our phone. We can live stream from the studio, from the desktop computer, but we can't.
And you mentioned this, that you want to be able to live stream from Disney.
Yeah. But we have to have 1,000 subscribers for that. So, it'll happen one day. I mean, the Leffersons have like 10,000 now. I think they're much
Why more is it always the Leffersons? The Leffersons. The Leffersons.
Look them up here. Leffersons. The Leffersons have, I was wrong. They do not have 10,000 subscribers. They have 11,300 subscribers. Yeah. And they were pretty much at the same numbers we were back when we were doing stuff with them. I mean, we still do stuff with them, but when we first met them, we were both at around 300 or 400 subscribers. But they're like machines. I don't want to do it. They put out 3 videos a week and they buy stuff to open.
Is it their only source of income?
No. He is a school principal and she is a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, well, they got a lot of time on their hands.
So they do like 3 videos a week and they do all those gift box, you know, those boxes and everything. It's like, I don't know what we kind of have a thing where we won't buy mystery boxes just to have content. Like if they're not pins that we were going to keep, then we're not going to do it, because it is so easy. I mean, we have thousands of pins at this point. So
for example, this morning for me, you got a bunch of doubles and you said, anybody wants a Mortimer Mouse or a Casey Jr., do people get in touch with you and trade?
Yeah. And there's Facebook groups where there's pin trading Facebook groups that we also post occasionally, like, here's our traders. And then people will say, oh, I want this. And we'll go, okay, show us what you got. And then they'll show us the pins that they, in fact, one of Zach's Christmas presents was a Figment pin from this past 20th anniversary pin event that was a mystery pin. So we would have had to buy hundreds of boxes to get this Figment pin. And someone was like, oh, I have the Figment pin and I am willing to trade for your Art of Animation pin, which is one that I didn't want. So, yeah. But yeah, there's people that collect pins, and they there's online. I mean, at this point in time, that's the only way you can pin trade. There's no pin trading happening at the parks,
right?
Because of COVID. So it's mailing pins back and forth to each other right now is the only real pin trading thing, which is why we haven't been doing as many videos, because we normally buy pins to trade. So like we'll open a mystery box or whatever, and if we're not necessarily going to keep every pin in it, we'll just take them to the parks and trade them for things that we do want. And without
the trading. I love that the information that I heard this morning when I was listening to your video.
Yes, you keep saying this morning. You mean the video that I posted at 3:45 this afternoon Eastern time. It's at 12:45 your time.
Oh, which is afternoon for most people, but that's just the crack of ass for me. I normally sleep until 12:30.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Oh,
I don't know.
I love that the characters come up and look on your lanyards to see if they're there, and they get pissed off if they're not there. That is very sweet. That's very funny.
It's very funny. And it's not so bad for Daisy, because we have Daisy pins, but yeah, getting a Scrooge pin is really hard. So for him to do that. Now, one of our dear, dear friends, Ben, who is a cast member, works as a character handler, and he also occasionally he can be Chip or Dale or Doug. You can be characters based off your height.
Yes. Makes sense.
And so he may have put Scrooge up to it because he was the character greeter that day. But I mean, I see the other ones have done it to us when he wasn't there. So it's probably just a thing. It's probably just a thing that they do. You know what I mean?
You know, the Disneyland doesn't have character handlers.
Yes, they do.
They do now?
Yeah.
They didn't forever.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Both Disneyland and Disney World are union shops, so yeah, I would imagine.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know why they have those character handlers?
So they don't get punched in the genitalia by little bastard kids.
That's part of it. And I know also there were just horrific stories coming out of grad night where, you know, the dwarfs would get pushed into fountains. And
tossing dopey into the fountain.
I was going to say, if you got this 10-pound fiberglass head on and you suddenly get thrown into a fountain where you can barely see to start with. That's got to be pretty harrowing.
I love the imagery. Oh, my God.
There's one.
Dopey's in the fountain again.
There's this one. I have a problem with these suits that are from Fantasia. They're the ostriches from Fantasia.
Okay.
And they used to be in the nighttime parade at Walt Disney World. And they would all dance. And I could not unsee the person standing in front of it. And the way that the costumes are, it's the ostriches and the tutus, you know, ballerina dancing ostriches. Yes. And the way the suits are designed is that the person is standing up and that is the butt of the ostrich. And then the big swooping neck and head comes right out of their groin area.
Oh, once so you see it, you can't
as they're doing
it.
This dance where they're basically like swaying their heads back and forth, which basically means they're just standing there swinging their dicks back and forth. I just couldn't unsee it.
That's a fun parade.
It is. All right, Scott. I'm going to go cook my dinner.
I hope that you have a wonderful evening. I hope that you will say hello to Zach, the Lego maniac, for me.
I will tell hello to Zach. And, oh, you know what? Let's talk about this, if you have an extra couple of minutes.
I do.
You sent me a link.
Yes.
To the lady. To the lady. Prior, you had sent me a link and said, hey, watch this at three-quarter speed.
The other crazy lady.
Watch it at three-quarter speed and they sound drunk, right? So these are YouTube videos, and YouTube has a thing where you can change the speed.
Yes. I only said double speed because she's impossible to get through because she talks.
Oh my God.
There wasn't anything funny about it. It was simply so that you could sit through it without her because she drones on.
I didn't even listen to normal. Here she is at normal speed.
Okay.
And then I've had this one recently.
By the way, now, you know what the thing that pisses me off the most about this?
What?
They're on cameras that are barely in focus, yes. if even in focus. They're very soft focused webcam quality videos. She is sitting off center with yes. a completely hideous background in the room. Yes.
And describe to our level 13 listeners what she looks like.
She looks like someone famous that I can't think of right now. She has very long.
She looks like a witch.
Yeah, long gray hair. And
stringy.
Very
probably,
large.
What, 70?
Yeah, large glasses, 70. I would say that's probably 60, 70, somewhere in there. But she just rambles on for 36 minutes. I've already forgotten what the fuck she was rambling on about. Something about
the vaccine is the mark of the beast.
Oh, yeah, the mark of the beast. But here's the thing. She has 10,000 subscribers.
I know, could you shit, but it's because it's religious lunatics.
I need to start a religious lunatic channel.
You could be the next Gene Scott. You really could be the next. You could be the YouTube Gene Scott.
I'm not going to talk about the Mark of the Beast anymore unless you get on the phones and call right now.
Play the music.
Go.
So you can do it. You could be the YouTube Gene Scott.
I feel as though.
Bless your heart.
I have a conscience. It's like that's my,
what?
That's the only thing that keeps me.
You have a what?
I have a conscience.
Oh.
It's the only thing that keeps me from being a charlatan. I love to talk.
Yes, I know.
I love to make money. So it seems like charlatan is a perfect career choice, except for the fact.
Especially with the methane hole you
got. I know. But the problem is the damn conscience. You got it?
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You've forgotten that you don't want me to see your face when you do that.
I'm hiding behind my pop filter when I do it. You notice?
All right. Goodbye, level 13. Goodbye, Scott.
Goodbye, level 13.
Goodbye, Scott.
Goodbye, Daniel.
Tell
Have a wonderful
tell Drew,
evening.
Tell Drew, the author, that I said hello. Bye.
Okay. Bye, sweetheart.